as usual, the thing is absolutely pinned. And I don't really know how people hear me, but I'm going to put this up here in my top pocket. And we're going to see how it goes. I have to talk kind of loud because of all of the horrible noise. This, the Cullen Explorer, as I call it, it's a 1997 Ford Explorer, came into my hands, pretty cheaply. And, I kind of have suited it up for camping. I wonder if Jack's Truck Repair is a truck actually from Tucumcari. I got an old, one of my old students, high school, I cringe to talk about being a school teacher. It was a farce all the way around. And quickly found out that I'm not the right kind of person to be a school teacher, and everybody knew it, and I figured it out pretty soon too. Did it for a year at San Jose School, I forget what his name was. Oh my gosh, James Goins. And his dad owns, in fact, he might have taken over Jack's truck, whatever, repair, whatever. Just made me think of it. And, oh golly. So here I am. I am on Interstate 25. I decided that I was just using too much gas. Way too much gas. So I've been driving slower, which actually saves quite a bit of gas over time. I'm sure everybody here on the interstate is angry. The speed limit's 75, and most people drive at least that, if not higher. And here I am going at 55, and everybody's having to pass me, and sometimes I guess I really frustrate people because it's like, get off of the road if you can't go that fast. And you go, it isn't that I can't go that fast, it's that I don't want to go that fast. I'm trying to save some money. Because pushing any kind of vehicle, like, you know, from 55 up to 75, that uses a lot of gas. So, here I am, I'm at my turn off to Highway 60. That'll take me across to Vaughan, New Mexico. And then just outside of Vaughan, then I go and I transition to Highway 54, which takes me to my home with Lisa. That's the home. Lisa's the home. She happens to live in Tucumcari, so that's where I live. But I'm not here. Wherever I am, out here. I call the place the crash site. And it took a long time before it finally kind of, you know, we're trying to figure out what to call it. And it's a crash site now. The place kind of reminds some people of Mars a little. It's a really old development. Somebody owned this big ranch and decided to chop it up into 1-acre parcels and said where roads were supposed to go. Most of the roads never actually got there. I don't think. And became called Rio Grande Estates. I guess it used to have, you know what? I don't know if this came before covenants and things like that. It was just an old subdivision. Sold it off to a bunch of people on the East Coast for next to nothing because they thought they were going to get rich off of this great development. Less than 1% of the people who bought land ever did anything with it. And I bought mine from somebody, and I don't really know much about those people at all. Wasn't really terribly interesting to know their background, doesn't matter. Got bought by some outfit. It's called Hemingway Land, but I think they're just kind of a land broker, you know. And they'll buy up stuff for pennies on the dollar and then sell it back to you pretty reasonably cheap. I don't know. My acre cost $1,500 with some things. I had the money. It wasn't worth it to try to Jew people down particularly. I didn't want to screw with it. And so I've got an acre of land out here. And this is high desert. It's right by. The Rio Grande River isn't a mile from where my place is. And anyway, probably during this, I'm going home for Christmas, and I get about a week and a half off for Christmas. Very, very nice. Just kind of one of the perks of working at a university is, at least in New Mexico, is that they do this. And it's nice, you know. You can save up your annual leave for other things, other purposes. My piece of property is not far from mountains. You can see there's mountains all around me here. And I can see them. There's the Manzano Mountains over here. I don't know what these mountains are called. There's some nice mountains kind of I'm just surrounded by them. Now, you know, down further there is Albuquerque and the Sandia Mountains, which I try to avoid. Too many people doing that. Kind of want to be off the beaten path, and I most certainly am. anyway, this Christmas holiday, probably going to put up it's advertised as a greenhouse. It's a geodesic dome made out of some pretty tough PVC pipe, and all the better to say this is exactly what somebody did. It's like if an alien, and you know, I'm kind of an alien-ish sort of person. If an alien just kind of dropped on planet Earth and said, well, let's try to get ourselves kind of a good place to set up camp. That'd be what you do. anyway, so, I like this because it was quite a bit off of the beaten path. There are no roads to where my land is, at least no established roads. They're platted, but good luck trying to make sure that you get them. I do have a neighbor, and I already got to at least shake his hand and say hi, and I was going to go ahead and take, buy this piece of property. Apparently somebody had gone out just before me, and I might have lost this piece of land in favor of somebody else snapping it up, and I got it first, thank you. So there, my friends, is that. A lot of these things, they'll throw up a little fence around their land, maybe not the whole piece, but a reasonable chunk of it, and they'll just put an old trailer on it, you know, like a an RV or a trailer or something, and then they'll just live out there. There are some nicer outfits here, but for the most part, trailers, park trailers. And I was looking at doing something akin to that, ended up not doing it. Went instead for something completely different. Of course, I'm my setup can't really be seen from anywhere. I think my neighbor's the only person that can really see my thing. It's kind of down in something, some bit of a gully, comparatively, and so pretty hidden, which is kind of what I was looking for in the first place. So I'm doing a very leisurely going home. I think I'm going to be doing more of these very leisurely going home outfits. I don't think doing 75 really gets me more than maybe 25 minutes faster. I don't really have to worry about anything. I don't have to worry about passing people. That's always a little hair-raising. Anyway, I imagine these guys get frustrated trying to get around me, but that's life. Get used to it. I don't care. The nice thing about going slower than the normal speed limit, because you can look around a little bit more. Of course, I rarely get to see the sights around here in daylight. This is the end of December. We just had the winter solstice. Hey, that's true. Now days are getting longer, and that's wonderful. I'm glad it's happening. pretty barren. These are desert mountains, so there's hardly any trees. I gotta say, though, that over here on the other side, here at the Manzano Mountains, when I'm kind of looking over here, the higher up you get, the nicer they tend to be. And I keep running against the number 7. Number 7 is a big thing in Scripture. Don't ask me why. You know, for Joseph in Egypt, there was 7 kine. There were 7 grains, 7 stalks of corn for the 7 years on, and the 7 years of plenty, and the 7 years of famine. Jacob had 7 years of service to Laban to get what he hoped was his first wife, and then when he got Leah instead, golly, you know, he did another 7 years. I'm just reading in the Book of Mormon. This is where a chief judge named Laconius and a chief captain named Gidgadoni, they also gathered all the people together into one place against the Gadianton robbers, who were just, there's just so many Gadianton robbers. And they stored up and they planned for 7 years. I don't know if the 7 years actually came to pass, but they pretty much stripped the land of everything. And the Gadianton robbers, I think, eventually just starved to death for just not having anything to eat. Pretty much, you know, they were a people that were accustomed to how do you say it? They were accustomed to pillaging. So they depended upon the fact that there was always going to be somebody to pillage, and now there wasn't. The people that could be pillaged were safe in fortifications and couldn't really do anything. So they just eventually just kind of died out for the lack of anything. You know, they didn't have any skills particularly. Robbers don't have skills. That's why they steal things. Among other things, I suppose. Anyways, number 7 again and again and again. And I recall now that I've got about 7 years left. Until I can retire. Honestly, it's a little less than that. You know, it's 6 and some change now. About 6.5, probably. I don't know if the job I have now is going to be the next 7 years for me, or if I'll do something else instead. Really kind of depends on a lot of factors. The money's certainly quite good, and that's the biggest thing for the pension. The pension is based upon your best or last 5 years. I don't know why they make the distinction between them, because honestly, what difference does it make if it was your last? It needs to be your best. So, the big thing is I've at least got to do 5 years to lock in this new rate of pay, which is sizable, and I'm very happy to have it. And then we'll see what we do for the next, for the last year and a half or 2 years. Doesn't even have to be with an educational facility, particularly. It may not matter. Anyway, so 5 years for sure. 7 years would get us to the big thing. I have to be 60 years old, and I need to have, it's called the rule of 75. The combination of my age plus the amount of time that I have in to whatever it is I'm doing. Establishes that. So, I think right about then I'll be right at 20 years with New Mexico education establishments. Surprisingly. And I'm hitting the best income right about the best time. Of course, we always say, wow, New Mexico may not even last that long. And you go, well, let's go ahead and act like it's gonna anyway. And then we'll just see what happens. Okay, so, boy, I tell you, boy, one of the things about spending too much money on gas lately was exploration here. I set aside about $300 every 2 weeks for the gas to get to work, the gas I need to get around to work. I think I'm pretty close to have used it up this time. I did a lot of exploring around, trying to figure out exactly where, if I could find a back way from my work to the crash site. And, things look very different when you're looking down on them. Like on Google Maps, you know, you get the satellite view. And that's really useful. It's useful in a lot of ways. But, number one, a lot of the pictures are really old and aren't really relevant anymore. They have since created a a national wildlife refuge, and there's no good. It cut off all of the old routes to places, and everything's got gates, and they're locked, and so nothing's really available anymore, sad to say. So you're kind of funneled into the interstate anyway. Because I was looking at, you know, doing an electric bike back and forth to work, saving all the gas money for other things. But when it gets right down to it, it's definitely going to take me longer to get back and forth to things. It would cost an awful lot to get another vehicle, and that other vehicle isn't going to do as well as my vehicle's going to do. What would be really nice is if this Ford Explorer had kind of a less powerful engine, didn't use as much gas. But to be honest, I don't know if I can really make that kind of stuff happen, particularly. So turn this thing into a four-cylinder. I know back in the old days you could just kind of stop up four of the cylinders and let the thing operate on just four. Of course, I hear that doesn't work very well. It doesn't buy you as much efficiency as you had hoped it would. So, I'm just going to keep using this thing stock until it finally dies. Come up with something else to replace it. Next time I think I'll just get a truck. One of those older trucks, you know. Little toy trucks. Little Toyotas, maybe. Anyway, so. So I've been trying a lot of things, been doing some exploring, which I think is going to stop now, just because I'm not gonna do it this time around. And we'll see what happens. I might start building something out. At the crash site. I decide to buy one of my neighbors out. and get myself a few more acres. So I don't want to do anything too crazy at this point. about that a little bit, but I'm not going to think about what I'm recording, I hope. I've been pulling together a lot of things to listen to. When you have to drive a whole lot, it's good to have things to listen to. I've got General Conference, of course. Close that. I'm really kind of sad. This phone that I've had for quite a while now, it's probably been 6 or 7 years I've had this phone. I originally got it because I like having a physical keyboard. It's not a BlackBerry. It's an Android phone that has a real keyboard on it. To where it really doesn't play well with secure protocols, and many updated podcasts have decided that the most important, they say, you should have HTTPS everywhere, the secure version of the hypertext transport protocol. And I'm against that because there's a lot of things that just can't use modern stuff, and you're making it stop working when you do that. Now, there's ways around it, in a way, to just set up my own little private proxy and let it grab the stuff off of HTTPS sites and then translate it just to HTTP. It's not hard at all. And that way I just have to have one place and I can continue to use my older software with newer things. Knowing that I can make that stuff work. Put a little authentication on it, just enough so it's not just open to the universe. But sufficient for my needs. I do run my own server, and I can make it behave like that when I want to. Of course, everything would have to go through my website at home for the packet coming and going, so that's not terribly exciting. I always said that I might grow up an old time internet service, and it's mostly just for me to be able to pull on, stuff. sunroof on this vehicle, and it says it's going to be cold today, and they weren't kidding. Anyway, so I might still as yet do those things, try to set up some interesting things and let people access them anyway. Regardless, having a good day today, getting all this stuff pulled together. Like my old hardware and how to access it without all the crazy stuff. Oh, we're now at Abo or Abo or however you say it. Pueblo here, it's long gone now. There was a mission to Abo, and it's been held on to for all these years. Now a national monument, one of the first national monuments, apparently. Anyway, so these are old Spanish places. Not my background at all. I don't have any Spanish background particularly. Certainly not Catholic. My great grandparents my mother's side is very English, with a little bit of Texas German in there. So I don't know if they were Lutherans then, but they had certainly gone to being kind of Church of Christ, United Brethren sort of folks on my mom's side. My dad's side, my grandfather was extremely lapsed Jew. He was not raised a Jew. His father was, I think. And then Presbyterian, Gold Scots Presbyterian. And so that's kind of where all that stuff comes from. Interesting, and we learn more and more about our time. The fact that I ended up being raised Latter-day Saint is interesting. My parents both converted. when they were young. My dad was a teenager. My mom joined. My dad was much of a stalwart when he was younger. But anyway, both my brother and I were raised Latter Saint, although not in Utah, and not raised by Utah-bred Mormons, both raised by converts. So my parents didn't bring, you know, a strong and long tradition of Mormon culture. So I don't have much of a Mormon culture. And when I married, I didn't marry somebody who had a strong Mormon culture either. The LDS Church. Lisa's dad was raised Roman Catholic, which is pretty much what everybody was in New Orleans. And I think, and her mom didn't really have much of a relationship with anybody. It was a strange thing, and there were a number of her siblings right around the same time, but under different circumstances in different places, that joined the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Very, very interesting how that kind of worked out. And so at least from not a traditional LDS cultural background either, which makes it a little easier for, it makes it kind of tricky for our kids, because they weren't surrounded by Latter-day Saints all the time. I didn't want to live in Utah. Lisa kind of did. Of course, since I was the person that was making all the money, it meant that my, wherever I could find is where I went, and just kept finding work in New Mexico, this place and that place, things like that. So anyway, I think I'm going to stop here in Mountain Air and get a snack perhaps. Coming into Mountain Air, having fun, and okie dokie. I think it kept recording. I've never checked when it says that the mic froze up, that things were gone. In fact, what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Family Dollar and save a little bit more money. Maybe I'll get something a little more interesting.